Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is the second Thursday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. We are marking time with God's story. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. If this podcast is a part of your regular rhythm, would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? BenwardMusic.com/donate. Thank you.
I'm the apple of your eye. You love me. I bring your heart to light. I'm lovely. And when I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I'll remember you don't change. You love me. I tend to feel unwanted. I tend to hurt sometimes. Overwhelmed by darkened clouds with tarnish on the silver lining. I'm the apple of your eye. You love me. I bring your heart to light. I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, remember you don't change. You love me. I like to play the victim and hide behind pain. Slight manipulation, smiling on my face. The apple of your eye, you love me. I bring your heart to light. I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. You love me. Screaming, frozen, unbending. You look beyond my tantrums, meet my questions with one answer. I'm the apple of your eye. You love me. Bring your heart to light. I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. You love me.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
A shaking, screaming, frozen, unbending. You look beyond my tantrums, meet my questions with one answer. I'm the apple of your eye, you love me. I'll bring your heart to light, I'm lovely. When I feel ashamed, full of doubt and blame, I remember you don't change. I remember you don't change. I remember you don't change. You love me.
Psalm 18, 1 through 20. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my stronghold, my crag and my haven. My God, my rock in whom I put my trust. My shield, the horn of my salvation and my refuge. You are worthy of praise. I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The breakers of death rolled over me, and the torrents of oblivion made me afraid. The cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death were set for me. I called upon the Lord in my distress and cried out to my God for help. He heard my voice from his heavenly dwelling. My cry of anguish came to his ears. The earth reeled and rocked. The roots of the mountain shook. They reeled because of his anger. Smoke rose from his nostrils and a consuming fire out of his mouth. Hot burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down with a storm cloud under his feet. He mounted on cherubim and flew. He swooped on the wings of the wind. He wrapped darkness about him. He made dark waters and thick clouds his pavilion. From the brightness of his presence through the clouds burst hailstones of coals of fire. The Lord thundered out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice. He loosed his arrows and scattered them. He hurled thunderbolts and routed them. The beds of the seas were uncovered, and the foundations of the world laid bare. At your battle cry, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils, he reached down from on high and grasped me. He drew me out of great waters. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into an open place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. And he delivered me. Yes, he delivered me. 'Cause he delighted in me. Oh, he rescued me. Yes, he rescued me. 'Cause he delighted. Yes, he delighted in me. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our gospel reading today is John 15, 12 through 27. Jesus said to the disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own, because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this second Thursday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Bring them before the throne of grace. The Father is calling and inviting you. Come now. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears.
Yes, you love me. Yes, you love me. Yes, you love me.
Family now, extended family, immediate family, whatever that means in your life today. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, lift them up now. Pray for your enemy now. Bless the one that curses you. Pray blessing upon them. It changes you, it changes them, it changes their circumstance, it changes your circumstance. See the glory of the Lord in your obedience today.
You love me. You love them. You love us, Lord. You love us, Lord.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. I am loved. We are loved. Amen and amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. Would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? BenwardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.